Concerns about voting privacy come around every election cycle, but for some, keeping their information confidential is a matter of personal safety. Tess Goodwin tells us how something as common as a person's address could be a serious threat.
Idaho law allows those with serious safety concerns, such as police officers, judges, and domestic violence survivors, to keep their information private when they register to vote. But last spring, a political action group posted a list of registered voters online, which included confidential names and addresses.
We do want to make sure that everyone's ability to vote isn't overshadowed by concerns about what may be publicly available.
That's Nicole Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Council on Domestic Violence and Victim Assistance. She says protecting survivors' confidentiality while they exercise their right to vote is the linchpin of our democracy. The Secretary of State's office said it had accidentally released the full list of registered voters to the political group, which later took down the voter file. Those with serious safety concerns looking to protect their information can do so through an application to the elections office.
When we get the application, we immediately protect their information until the application process is completed.
That's Ada County Clerk Phil McGrain. He says if the application meets the requirements, then it's approved by himself and Ada County Prosecutor Jan Bennett. However, with address protection come some barriers to access. McGrain says you can't use many of the online registration tools available to everyone else if you want your information to be private.
They're not able to use that as a resource like other voters because it's using some of that personal identifying information as a confirmation.
The application isn't online, but you can get one by contacting your county clerk's office. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.